I just came back from the temple, and we had a little remembrance, japa, kirtan, in honor of Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya of the Holy Name. You'll see in the kirtan section some chanting, japa chanting, kirtan chanting. And we were doing this in remembrance of Srila Haridas Thakur. You can also participate. Some devotees may want to think about the extraordinary mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's no other narration of Vaishnavas leaving their body, what to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally carrying their body, bathing it with his tears, arranging for his Tirobhav departure festival. You can meditate on how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur, who revealed his decision to leave this world, how he offered his obeisances to all of the assembled Vaishnavas before doing so, how he had the blessing to place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet upon his chest, how he fixed his eyes on the face of the Lord. These are all thoughts, objects of remembrance. Or if you've been to Siddhabaku in Jagannath Puri, the area of residence in Bhajan of Haridas Thakur, meditate on that place. As Srila Prabhupada said, I chant Hare Krishna, you chant Hare Krishna, therefore we're together. What to speak of with Haridas Thakur, how much more we must be also together, not more in the sense of being more together than with Srila Prabhupada, but he's also the acharya of chanting the holy name. Therefore, he's always chanting. He's non-different than the holy name himself. So in the same transcendental way as we can be with Srila Prabhupada, we can also be with Haridas Thakur. It's a wonderful pastime that reveals Lord Chaitanya's extraordinary bhakta vatsala, his affection for devotees. How Lord Chaitanya loves devotees, and particularly how he loves Haridas Thakur, who dedicated his entire life for the service of spreading the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world with the purpose of distributing the holy name of the Lord to inundate the world with Braja Bhakti. Bhajanandis, they take the holy name, but they don't take the burden, or they don't share the responsibility of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. But other Vaishnavas who take that responsibility, who take the responsibility of giving Krishna's name to others, they become very dear to Chaitanya. Why? Because they're tadatma with him. Because they're sharing his mood. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing. That is his mission. Krishna prema pradayate, giving Krishna prema to others. So these devotees are very dear by dint of their activity. Even we may not be very advanced, but still, if we're doing our utmost, if we're doing our best to give Krishna to others, to give ourselves to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srila Haridas Thakur, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do the needful. He is so much disposed to these devotees. Srila Prabhupada would say this is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Yogakshema Bahami Aham. Who knows how strict we are as sadhakas. Here's Haridas Thakur, he's a sadhaka. 192 rounds a day. He's siddha, but he's showing us how to be a sadhaka. Can you be a sadhaka like him? Raghunath Das Goswami, he's also the example of a sadhaka. He's a nitya siddha, but it's teaching us how to practice Krishna consciousness. Sleep 2 hours a day, chant 64 rounds, offer obeisances to 2,000 devotees, recite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories 3 hours a day, eat hardly at all, just a cupful of buttermilk. Vows and determination, like lines in a stone. When you see a line in a stone, you can't erase it with an eraser. You can't rub it out with some water or some detergent. It's there. That's being sadhana. What's our sadhana compared to that? How good sadhakas are we by comparison to Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami? But do your best. If we give 100%, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognizes that. It's Kali Yuga. If you give 40%, then you're really asking for some extraordinary mercy. Of course, mercy is mercy, and by definition, it can come to anyone at any time for anything, but generally the type of mercy which is free from the risk of committing aparadh to the holy name is the mercy where you give everything and you just trust in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having faith that giving ourselves to that mission of the holy name, that mission to which Haridas Thakur gave his whole life, mission for where the Kazi told Haridas Thakur, listen, I have no problem with you, but these smarter Brahmins, these other Hindus, they're complaining, they're criticizing, so why don't you just stop chanting, and then everything will be all right. He says, you can take away my life, you can take away my body, but you can never separate me from the holy name of the Lord. That's how determined we need to be to the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever that service may be, because ultimately whatever we're doing, the deity worship, the sankirtan, the book distribution, the preaching, the management, whatever, the raising of family, it's all the service of the holy name when it's done for the mission of the holy name, and in context with the service to giving Krishna consciousness to others. So when devotees give themselves fully to that mission, then they can expect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is the example. Lord Chaitanya is carrying Haridas Thakur's body in his arms. He's bathing it with his tears. When someone leaves their body, you don't carry their body around. You dress the body, and then people just, you know, put it on a stretcher, and either it is cremated, or in the case of Haridas Thakur, it gets placed in the ground. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced with his body. He considered Haridas Thakur's body transcendental. He personally bathed it and said, now this ocean has become a holy place just by having touched the body of Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur had just chanted the holy name, his body was no different than the holy name. Because his body had been fully spiritualized by contact with that transcendental sound vibration. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We should expect, pray for, hope for, beg everything, anything, to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, so that we too may be proper representatives of the holy name, but we can also vibrate the holy name. And on this day we should pray to Haridas Thakur. We should pray that he gives us the empowerment to serve the holy name as he did, to chant the holy name as he did. It requires a little absorption, a little meditation, to touch, to be in contact, to be in the same place where Srila Haridas Thakur is. That place is the offenseless chanting of the holy name. Of course, Haridas Thakur's chanting was with love, great love, but if you're chanting without offense, then those who chant great love are also chanting without offense. Therefore, you are meeting together in that same place. So, with some of these thoughts in mind, chant along with us in the kirtan section. And I'll finish off by reading one verse from the Prapanamrita, wherein it stated, Apritiratit satatam bhagavan nama kirtane sasyat pritirhi tad bhakta nama sankirtane chava. Whatever love and devotion you have for chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord, may you now have the same love and devotion for glorifying the names of his devotees. Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai.